All right, welcome back to the Midwest Hinds Hunt Podcast. I am your host, Braden Tolles. In the studio with me tonight, we have
Bryce Tolles
and
Brooklyn.
All right, guys, I'm not going to lie. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. We were at least 20 minutes into this, and I looked over at the time because I don't know why I was still thinking you guys were leaving tonight, and there is no time rolling. So we just had to restart. That's my fault. Okay? I apologize.
All right. That's cool.
Okay. So what? It is November 22nd, day before Thanksgiving. So someone in here killed a buck, killed a big buck, and it was not me. So at least one guy.
Yeah, it was me.
Dude.
Got me a nice 8.
Fucking A. It's like I'm going through the motions again of literally what I just did 20 minutes ago. But, okay. All right. We got to get back into this. So, you haven't been hunting very long.
No. 3 years.
This is your third year.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not like crazy. No.
You're not 8 up.
I'm not 8 up. No.
Which is fine. Because some guys live and breathe it. Some guys do it every once in a while, like, eh. And then I feel like you kind of fall in that middle category where you're like, it's important to you, but you're not going to let it, like, consume your life.
Yeah.
But what are you looking at over there? You can talk. There is a microphone right there for you.
When I came back and I brought my bow and everything back, she says, thank God you don't have to do this anymore this year.
Hey.
Or something along those
lines. You know what? Dude, you got to thank him for it because I've been with people before in the past, and hunting has not been their favorite subject, and the fact that she lets you pretty much burn up a whole, 10, 12 days of hunting hard is pretty good. It's pretty cool.
Yep, she's pretty nice.
You're smiling. You got nothing. Okay. All right, so let's try to just do this how we did it 20 minutes ago. All right, so your second buck. Before we jump into him, I want you to kind of give me a little rundown, just a little backstory on your first buck, you know, kind of same thing you just did, and then give me, So
my first deer was a 10. He went like 130 inches. And
good deer.
Yeah, and good first deer.
Which also, we thought that deer came out of the same genetics as
a deer that I shot. But yeah, so...
And we named him Tree, and then we named him Branch.
Named him Branch, and saw him my first hunt, but it was after shooting light, and I knew it was him, and then I didn't get a shot at him or anything, and I sat 6 more times, and it was the 6th sit that I actually killed him.
And that was on Halloween, too.
It was on Halloween.
You did something on your first buck that so many guys want to do. I don't know why, I don't think it's that big of a deal, but so many guys want a Halloween buck.
Really?
Oh, yeah, dude. I would say, I bet it's safe to say 90% of hunters are in the stand on Halloween, no matter what, just because they want a Halloween bug.
Yeah.
But, okay, take it away.
But, yeah, so... Some dogs making noise.
Moose.
That's enough. But,
Forgot. Bama, Moose, and Oliver in the studio tonight.
So he comes in and I'm giddy as all can be. And I stood up the whole time when deer were on the pile. I stood up with my bow in my hands and I was shooting a Hoyt.
You were shooting a Hoyt,
Power Max. A Hoyt Power Max.
Which you bought from the neighbor.
Yeah, I bought from the neighbor and 60-pound draw, but that doesn't really matter. And he comes
giving us all the specs.
And I didn't really know.
What'd your arrow weigh?
I have no idea.
I'm just fucking with you.
But it was really close to shooting light. So I didn't know if it was completely him because we were in a real dark area too, kind of. And I kept sniffing like this for him to look up at me, and he never spooked. But he kept looking up at me, and then I knew it was him. So I drew, and I shot him, and I horrible shot. I hit him like mid back, high back, almost. Was he a spine shot?
Was he broadside? Do you remember how he was standing?
He was quartering two,
quartering two again. Okay.
And ended up finding like two little blood trails like 4 hours later. So he backed out, didn't want to bump him anymore, and then.
Yeah, because we had no blood after.
Yeah, we had no blood.
5 yards from where he was shot, there was nothing.
Yeah. And I knew I didn't get a pass through because I seen the arrow walk when he was running away. I seen the arrow sticking out of him. And I didn't know where I hit him because I know I was just so giddy and stuff. But
understandable, though. Like, I still remember my first one. Everyone does. Like, it's crazy. You could talk to people who've hunted for 20-plus years. They could probably tell you every detail of every buck they've shot, and especially that first one. Doesn't matter how old of a story it is. Like, mm-hmm. It's just crazy how, like, that sticks with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But so I didn't know where I hit him. We go back out like 3-4 hours later because we give him some time, and got like two little blood trails. So we back out and we come back in the morning. Braden had like some overtime he was working at, and I was still in college, so I didn't have anything to do. And so I was waiting around all night. I actually ended up sleeping here that one time in that night. I stayed in that spare bed. And then I got
you
up.
You did?
Yeah, stayed in that spare bed, got up, and went out there. And I think I got out there a little bit earlier than you or something. But
no, we went in there together, didn't we?
I don't remember. But, yeah, I stayed there.
Sleepless nights, anyways. That's all we're saying is.
Yeah, and yeah, we got out there and we were falling a little blood, and we didn't have any blood. So we're like, oh, we may as well just walk up here a little bit, you know, check around 100-yard radius, basically, and see if there's something, because I really didn't. After no blood, I didn't think he was dead. You probably didn't think he was dead either.
You know, when when we followed that blood, like the whole 5 to 10 yards, we had blood. Mm-hmm. I just started looking up, looking around, and I'm like, okay. I'm like, if I was a deer, I'm like, where would he go? What would I do? And I just took off walking down mm-hmm. a trail, which was a beaten path for him. And we know the layout of this property pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm.
So went down it, didn't like it, came back, went down where it split on the other half. And then sure enough, you remember that? Do you remember how that went when I called you?
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, I got blood.
Yeah, he calls me and he goes, I got blood on. And I walk over there and I don't know what he was holding. He was holding something. And he's like looking down at the ground. I'm like, where's the blood?
Oh, yeah.
He just like looks over to the other way.
I'm just looking. You're like, what? And I'm like, keep looking. And then you finally like panned over and looked to your right.
And then the deer was just laying over there, stiffer than a board.
Dude, you jumped like 6 feet in the air that night. You could have dunked a basketball.
Yeah,
that morning, I guess.
That was awesome. So, yeah. Into that story, but ended up getting that 10. He went about 130 inches and
sweet buck.
Yeah, good first deer.
100%.
So hunting this year, the year after that, I didn't get a deer. I hunted a handful of times, and I was still in college, and I was driving all the way up here, and I didn't really.
You could have killed. If you would have listened to me, you could have killed.
Might have. I don't know.
There were Sundays where you were leaving early to go back to school.
Yeah.
And I was telling you needed to hunt.
Mm-hmm.
You could have went 3 for 3, but, you know, like we kind of said, like, you're not consumed. You're not ate up mm-hmm. by it, but you fall in that, like, middle category where it means a deal to you, but you're not, like, losing sleep over it.
Yeah. Yeah, so I didn't kill a deer that year, and then fast forward to this year, and we're sitting one day, and we sat a blind. We're in a blind, and we've sat a blind one other time, and it was a shit show. It was funny. Actually.
Hang on, though. We gotta back up. We gotta kind of give the layout of this property. Mm-hmm. So we initially set this thing up for Lexi, who I am trying to get the closest shot possible, make it as easy as possible for her, you know, because she actually shot a buck out of that same farm a couple years ago. Out of a blind, and no luck. Like, got okay penetration, and then when we, you know, blood trailed him, we actually found where he had bedded down, Bryce, and that buck that had actually like laid on that arrow. So we actually like pushed that arrow in, pushed it in more, and was a good pile of blood and, you know, ended up having no luck with it. But anywho, what I'm getting at, we set this specifically up for her ground blind, you know, because she's like, what, 8 months pregnant. I didn't want to put her in a 15, 18 foot tree stand. I'm like, there's no way. So sat all this up and got cameras out there, you know, got them actually out there at a decent time. I want to say it was probably right around September, like the first week of September. Like usually I do it in July, but I've been kind of pushing that back a little more. Anywho, no shooters on camera. Like we just had little deer. And then finally we had the buck that came off of one of Colton's farms that showed up, and we called him Ocho Cinco. He was at mainframe nine, but he broke his three like in half. So we just 8.5 Ocho Cinco. Mm-hmm. And then that was really the only deer that was out there that were like, hey, that's a pretty good buck. Like, let's hunt him. And fast forward to that first sit with Lexi and I, and we saw this big eight. And he never came in. He skirted us at like 40 yards through like the thick shit. And I'm like, I don't know if we've ever seen this deer. I'm like, I don't think he's on camera. And never had him on camera. And then I think we ended up getting a few photos of him finally, but like he's just a clean, clean eight. Like he's a big, clean eight, and he just doesn't have any of those, like, be careful of that arm, it might bow out on you. But he didn't have like any characteristics that stood out, you know, like a crab claw or like a kicker or like anything bladed, you know, that type of thing. Like, and the photos weren't ever, like, never got great photos of him. We ended up getting some there right before you killed him. But, all right, so fast forward from there, Lexi and I, he skirted us at like 40. Are you struggling?
I'm good.
And then you and I, you took your rutcation that second week in November. And then, so what was it? I'll let you tell this story on that Monday morning when we sat. What are you doing to my dog?
Yeah, so that morning, can talk.
Words are tough.
That Monday morning when we sat, northwest wind it was actually.
Northwest
wind.
So he walked completely with the wind to his back.
It went northwest, north, and then switched to northeast. So I don't know what it was at that time. But yeah, he comes in from the west and he walks straight in. He's walking pretty good. And I'm sitting in the blind, sitting on the left side of the blind, and I can't see the left side of the salt block. And he comes in over there, and me and Brayden were both looking down.
I also just think you were leaned back where you were sitting, because I sat in it normal. I'm like, dude, what are you talking about? I'm like, I can see everything. I just think the way you were sitting at that time, you had you couldn't see anything.
Yeah.
Just leaned back like that.
Yeah, so I couldn't see the left side of the salt block, and then he comes in, and we're both looking down, and Brayden looks up, and he goes, buck, big buck.
And he was probably like 25 yards when I saw him.
Yeah, and he's moving pretty fast.
Yeah, he was coming. He was walking. Yeah, he was coming in on a mission. He wasn't, you know, taking his sweet time. He was just on a beeline.
Yeah, so he comes in, and I don't know what came over me, but I just kind of freaked out, and I just instantly drew.
Well, also, remember what you asked me?
Oh, yeah. I was like, can I shoot him?
Yeah, you're like, can I shoot him? I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, I'm like, wait. And I think you asked after I said, I'm like, wait. Because he was directly on us. Like, it looked like he was, like, looking through us. And I'm like, don't fucking move is what I was getting at. And then, go ahead. So you drew at, like, the worst possible time.
Yeah, I drew when he was on the pile and he's looking right at us. And I draw, and I'm at full draw, and I'm almost get my eye into the peep, basically, and he spooks. We bump him out of there.
And he goes blowing out of there.
Yeah, he's gone. And, so I got my ass kicked right there by that deer.
Cussing the blind I was like, to hell and back.
I hate fucking sitting in the blind. I can't see anything until it's right on top of you. And then I end up getting out of the blind, getting in the tree stand. And then nothing happens. And then so we leave. And then I was cussing the blind for the next week. And there was a morning when the wind was really bad, and I hadn't been getting great action that week. I sat every morning and every night, and the morning I actually sat the blind, and then I think I saw one deer or something, And then the night it was raining, and I ended up sitting the blind.
Are you fast forwarding to the 20th? Is that where we're at right now? Mm-hmm. Okay. And so I ended up, back up a little bit. We got to talk about it. So you picked me up from work that day because dad couldn't get off. Uh-huh. And I was planning on hunting no matter what. Usually, dude, on it was Monday, but it was Tuesday's route because we were ahead of day for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Usually, I cannot make a hunt on Tuesdays. Like, just the way the route's set up, there's no way in hell for me to get back. And it just, like, everything fell together. And I'm like, holy shit, I'm going to be able to do this. And I knew you didn't have to work because of the rain. And you ended up picking me up.
Yeah, I picked him up.
And I'm headstrong about hunting. I'm getting home, getting my shit, and getting out of there. Mm-hmm. You're on the fence about hunting. And it was actually, because I asked you, and your original answer was no. And it was LB who talked you into it.
Yeah. I was actually going to pick you up, and she was like, well, why don't you just hunt? Because if something walks, then you're going to be mad. And I was like, in my head, I'm like, yeah, it's a good wind anyways.
That is like the best advice you can get to from a girlfriend, so we're just going to...
Yeah, so I went and so I picked Braden up, dropped him off, and then I was still sitting over there, and I was like, well, maybe I should hunt, maybe I shouldn't. So I ended up going to hunt, and good wind, getting the blind, it's raining, and...
Which, like I said 20 minutes ago, I didn't know you were in the blind. I could have swore from you being mad at me, that blind, everything... that you were going to be in that stand. Mm-hmm. And I thought, like, I really did thought you were in that stand and you saw him coming from a mile away.
No. And, yeah, so I'm in the blind. And I get in the blind and it's like 5 minutes. No, not even 5 minutes. 2 minutes after I get in, there's a deer that comes out of this big, tall stuff. And he comes in, eats for a little bit, and then leaves. And then there was a little fork that comes in a little bit smarter, probably 3 hours later, and he comes in smelling the wind, and it was good. He didn't catch my wind at all or anything, and he eats for a little bit and then leaves. And then I'm still in the blind, and the rain's kind of just hitting the blind, and I was actually thinking, I was like, this is kind of peaceful. It's kind of nice. And then I was in my warm stuff.
So isolated, all by yourself, not cold, just listening to the rain hit the roof.
I was warm. I had my warm stuff on, and I was comfortable in there and everything, yeah.
While I'm getting soaking wet, by the way, I'm just pointing this out.
So, sitting in there, and he comes up just on the other side of the camera, basically. And he comes up, and as soon as he was walking, I knew it was him. I knew it was him. I knew it wasn't Ocho Cinco, and I knew it wasn't Gramps. I knew it was him right away. And he's on the pile, and he comes to the pile, and he's, like, looking around at first. And he doesn't see anything, and he starts eating. And he, like, I didn't do anything, didn't draw or anything yet. And he looks up, and he starts, like, flinching like he's going to run away. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And I haven't done anything yet. I thought he just had seen us last time in the blind. He's looking right at the blind again.
Sure.
And he had already seen me, but he didn't see me. And
which does are really bad about that. You know, if you ever like in a stand, you get picked off by some bitch,
they're going to look at
and then, you know, next time you're in there here, you know, it's the same doe or the same group of does comes in and she's just already like staring down.
Oh yeah.
Where you got busted from, you know, the hunt before.
Yeah.
So he's kind of, you know, checking, making sure like everything's good.
Yep. He's making sure everything's good and he doesn't see me though. And he's sitting down there eating, and I set my bow up on my knee, and I'm locked in to my D-loop and everything, and he doesn't look up again. He's still eating, so I draw, and he's still not looking up.
Head down, you drew. Head down,
he's still eating. He's still not looking up, and put it right behind. He's quartering two a little bit, and I rip him. I shoot, and it hits him. I knew it hit him, and but it wasn't like a loud, like you hit that doe, and then when I hit my first buck, it was kind of loud, you know?
See, I also think that has to do with like if the deer's like inhaling or exhaling. Mm-hmm. I really do like if they take in a breath and then you pop them and just take the wind out of them, like mm-hmm. I don't know, I wonder if that plays into it, you know what I mean, like just that sound. And also you got to think like you're shooting a mechanical, also shooting a fix, so maybe that has something to do with it. I really don't know.
Yeah.
But maybe that's why you didn't hear that loud pop.
Yeah, it wasn't loud at all.
Yeah.
So I shoot him and I hit him and he doesn't really like, you know how that doe like freaking took off?
Dude, she took one to the chest.
Yeah,
she
absolutely took off. That's how Branch was too, though.
Yeah, something. Yeah.
Absolutely took off. He did not.
All deer are different.
Yeah. I hit him and he kind of like took two jumps.
Yeah.
And then he just starts walking away.
And okay, so during this whole thing, like, how were you feeling when he, like, when you initially saw him coming through the thick shit? Because, like I said, I thought you were in the stand and you could see this all playing out beforehand. But come to find out, you're in the blind and you just see him come bobbing through the thick.
So, one other thing, yeah, like, I've sat a lot more since I killed that first deer.
Sure.
And I still get a little giddy, you know, like when I see a deer, but then I tell myself, calm down, and I calm down, and then. Yeah, he walked, and at first I started getting a real fast heartbeat, and I was kind of getting a little jittery and stuff, and then I told myself, I remember telling myself this too, I was like, calm down, don't let it happen again, and then it like all went away.
Right, you're sitting there like, I can't fuck it up twice.
Yeah, and I was just like, it all left, and I was just like focused,
mm-hmm.
and
in the zone.
So I drew, and I just drew, and it all worked out. Hit him, little bit quartered too. He jumps like twice and then he walks through all the tall shit. And I peek my head out the blind and I can't see him anymore. So I get out of the blind and I have my bow in my hand and I see him walking away and he's standing on, goes down and then he's standing on top and then he beds down right there.
You're like space case mode at this point. Like you held it together good to the shot. And then after that, I just felt like all hell broke loose because you called me. And like I said, I'm getting rained on. It's cold. And I'm like, my phone's going off. I'm like, dude, that's the only person I thought would be calling me was you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, God damn it. I got to take my hands out of my pockets. No, I don't like wearing gloves or nothing, but then go ahead from there.
Yeah. And then I get out of the blind and I see him and I knew he was bedded down. I could see him bedded down and Brayden's like, try to put another arrow in him.
Okay. You had him bedded. So where were you at when you got out? Like how far north did you go, like to the camera? Did you walk further into that shit?
Oh yeah, I was walking in it because you can't, when you're up close to, you can't shoot over that stuff,
right?
It's like as tall as you,
right?
And yeah, I was down in that trail and he's bedded. You know how it was like an open spot?
Remember where you stuck your arrow in the ground?
That's where I thought my arrow was in the first open spot, and then it gets a little wooded and then it opens up again. That's where my arrow was in the second open,
right by that tree. And that's
where
he was
bedded.
Dude, that's like, you know, that's not even 50 yards, I bet.
Well, and that's not, I wasn't on the phone with you then. Well, I was on the phone with you, and then I said stay on the phone, and I had an arrow knocked, and I was walking real slow up to him, and I bumped him. And he was standing there, and then he was standing 40 yards, basically.
Yeah. And little side note there for anyone listening, like, guys, if a buck, a doe, I don't care what it is, if they give you an opportunity at a second shot, fucking take it. That way there's four holes in them versus just two. You know what I mean? Like your entrance and your exit. It's like, if they're going to give you that shot, like take no chances and fucking send one. Like you, when I was on the phone with you, you're like, dude, he's like 50 yards. I'm like, fuck it. Shoot. You're like, I don't have a 50 pin. I'm like, fucking hold.
I didn't even have a 40.
I know. I'm like, hold the 40 high. You're like, I don't even have that. I'm like, hold the fucking 30 a tad above his back. Like just hit him again. Like it just gives you that another sense of like confidence that like he's fucked.
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, so I ended up not getting another arrow in him.
Mm-hmm. Did he blow out of there on you?
No,
did he see
not.
You?
He just walked away.
Because he did lay down right there.
He laid down.
I bet he heard you.
He did.
He had to have heard you. That's
because
why he got out of there.
One thing that I was doing is I couldn't see him. Once I was in the stuff, I couldn't see him.
Yeah.
I was just looking for blood on like on the ground,
sure,
which was stupid. I don't know why I wasn't looking for him. And I was probably 15 yards away from him, and then that's when he bumped.
Yeah, which, I mean, couple ways to look at that. Like, you know, get the fuck out of there. But the way from what I heard on the phone, and I swear, I thought you were in the tree stand. Mm-mm. And I'm like, dude, just rip him. Because I was thinking, like, 50 yards. I'm like, that's got to be in that, like, that pocket past the thick shit where you can see them. And I did not know.
Yeah, I was actually on the ground.
I didn't know that. I thought you were in the stand. I'm like, dude, fucking lock one and load it.
Uh-uh. Yeah, so I was like ground stalking him and
that's crazy.
I ended up not getting an arrow in him. But I seen where he went.
Sure.
The whole time. I was watching him and he kind of was looking at me also. And I was just standing there looking. I knew he was fucked up because he was just walking away.
Yeah, he was hurting.
And he was just walking away and he was walking northwest. And then he ended up cutting straight north. And I knew which tree he went north at and the trail he was running to. So I backed off and I thought I absolutely crushed him. So I was like, he's dying.
Which also, we'll get there. Like, you had that buck pinpointed pretty damn good when the three of us went in there. And I was like, you know, we were looking for your arrow. We were looking for blood. And like, you had a good idea where it went. I just wanted like to see
the evidence.
Yeah. Before anything.
Yeah.
But okay. So didn't get a second shot. From there, you called me or we're still on the phone.
I was already off the phone.
Well, I'm telling you just to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah. So I bumped him and then I ended up getting my crap and I walked out and I thought I absolutely ripped him. So I'm like, he's dead. He's dying, so I was like, get here as soon as you can, and let's go get him. And it actually ended up being probably an hour and a half.
Oh, it was. There. You shot him at like 4:30, and I don't think we got out there till close to 7, which I was also going off of what you were saying. You know what I mean? Like, and we'll get there. So, okay, we all get together, meet at mom's. Pick everyone up in a truck, and then we go in. And
it's still raining.
And we still haven't found your first arrow yet. You said you couldn't find it. Like, you thought you got a pass through, and...
Because I thought I absolutely killed him.
I would say you did.
Oh, I definitely. Well, I saw that other exit spot, too.
Sure.
I don't know if I ever pointed that out to you, but... Yeah, so we walk up, and that's one thing also that makes sense now, because you were like, the arrow's going to be right here. You're like, if you got a pass through, the arrow's going to be right here because you thought I was elevated.
Oh, yeah. Well, like I was telling LB, I'm like, when we got in there, you know, you're space case. So anything you're saying is going in one ear out the other. Both of us are just getting yelled at pretty much if we breathe. And I'm like looking up at the stand and I'm looking at where the deer was and I'm like, okay, it's got to be over here.
Yeah. You were like, it's going to be right here in the ground.
But even then, like the ground blind it's right under the stand. Like, that arrow was shook off. But it would have
kept going straight.
Yeah, but it wasn't straight.
What do you mean?
Like, he was shot here by the salt lick. His arrow was in the thick shit, like right here.
It came out of him, yeah.
Sure.
It was probably just like the fletchings were still in him, and when he's hitting all the
stuff.
Yeah,
I think that's exactly what I think happened. I think it hit that back leg, like, because I think he was quartering more than what you thought. Which you still put a good shot on, and we'll get into that. But I think what happened was that arrow was going out. It hit something, and then he kicked it out when he was running through that shit. It caught on that stuff and kicked it out.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, we're in there. You never found the arrow.
Never found the arrow. Nope. I'm like, running around, freaking, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, dude, your arrow's right here. I'm like, okay.
Now, the best thing was, like, you're like, first we couldn't find it where... Initially, we were looking, and then you're like, well, let's just go. So we go, and you're in front of me, and I'm like, hey. And you're like, what? I'm like, your arrow's right here. And you're like, what did you say? You're like, I must have walked over it three times.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's fucking right here. So, all right, we picked up that arrow. We had blood on the fletchings.
Blood on the
fletchings. Rage opened up just fine. Everything worked out well. And then... Kind of we pushed through that thick shit, right? Because it's raining.
I knew exactly where he went.
Right. It never really stopped raining. And
we were out there, it did not stop raining.
No. I mean, and I already kind of knew. I'm like, man, this might be a chore trying to find all the evidence, blood, everything with the rain coming down. And anywho, so what'd you do with that second arrow? You didn't, say?
Well, when I was out there.
Solo.
Solo.
Initially,
yeah,
right after the shot.
I had stabbed him in the ground to mark blood.
Where he was... Is that where he was bedded down?
No.
No, that's just how far you went and saw blood?
Yeah. And I saw that blood. I stuck an arrow in there. And then so we found my arrow that I shot him with. And there was blood on it and everything. And then I couldn't find the arrow that I stabbed in the ground.
Total space case again, going off to the straight west.
But when you when you are in there at daylight, it's totally different when you're in there at night and you're not familiar.
And it's Bama, stop. It's totally different when, like what I'm saying is when you shoot a deer, like you like just lose it, man. Like everybody does, and it's just so hard to remember. Like that's why you hear. And I'm not saying this to you because you did put a good shot on him, but you'll hear guys and they'll be like, "Dude, I smoked him," and it's like, okay. I've heard that before.
Yeah.
And then like when you find the deer, you're like, not smoked, mm-hmm. like dead, but not the shot you said it was, you know what yeah. I mean? So, okay. We found the second arrow and from there,
I knew exactly where it went. So we were,
but we also, I'm like, dude, I want to see blood because yeah. what we were seeing bubbles in the blood. So I'm like, okay, you caught some lung,
but it wasn't bubbles. It was corn.
No.
We never found bubbles, did we?
I think we did. And the arrow also had some bubbles on it, too, on the fletching. So I'm like, okay, I think you caught lung, but the exit where he came out, and that's why I was saying he was much more quartering, too, is we were finding pretty much
corn,
half-assed digested corn.
Yeah, it was still,
that was it was like sandy kind of though. It was all crushed and
it was
sandy.
Like you chewed it up and
yeah, and it was
it.
Blood. And that's what we were looking at this whole time was like this sandy, bloody corn mix. Mm-hmm. So there I knew, like in my head, I'm like, okay, we definitely came out in the stomach area. Should we have probably just stopped and turned around and left? Yeah, because it's good advice and I've heard it and I kind of go off the same thing. If you don't see him go down, get the fuck out of there. But it also was running through my mind and same with Lexi too. If you don't find him, he's going to turn into a snack for a coyote.
Oh, yeah.
With that shot, you know what I mean? Like, and you know how you said you were surprised about your first one, how he didn't get eaten? Mm-hmm. We had zero blood on him. Like, we found him pretty much a needle in a haystack. Like, we got lucky. He didn't go very far. Like, it was perfect. This one left a damn blood trail, and they were going to pick that up, especially going through the stomach like that. Like, the digestiveness, like, the smell that just yeah. gives off. Like, they were going to find him like that, and it wasn't going to be hard for him. So that's where I was like, okay, do we push this? Do we don't? You know what I mean?
It was also raining too, so blood was going to be gone.
Yeah, we were going to lose.
At least not the big spots.
But kudos to you, like you said, though. Like, you had him.
Yeah, I knew exactly.
You had a beat on him of where he was going. So, okay, so take it from there. We're finding blood. We're finding pretty good blood, you know? And, you know, it got spotty there for a bit, but then we pick it back up.
Pick it back up, and
we go across that little divot.
Across it, it was a trail.
Yeah.
Oh, the little divot, and then there was the big rust.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, yeah, going straight north, and
so I'm gonna take it for a minute because this is kind of where I come in. We find that last blood, and LB was like a huge help because you and I, you know, we're using spotlights. It's not ideal situation. It's dark, it's raining. And so what we were doing was we were putting her on last blood, and then you and I would, you know, but like there was a few times where you're like walking over blood, and I know like all you do is want to find them, but you gotta pay attention, especially when it's raining, because it'd be so easy to step on something like that and then kick the leaves out of the way or turn them over and then not know, like, there was blood there, but now you can't find it. So you just got to be really, really careful when it comes to blood numb. Mm-hmm. But we lost blood, right?
Because
I started going yeah. ahead. I go ahead, and sure enough, I look over. I'm like looking around, and I put my light. I'm like, oh, he's right there. Well, he wasn't dead.
Yeah.
So finally get you guys up a bit.
You had my bow.
I did. I was holding everything, and I'm just like, oh, shit. So we bumped him. Like, he was right there by that evergreen pretty much when I got up there and shined the light on him, and he blew out of there. So then that's it for the night, you know, going back to the truck. And how did you feel then? Because I was, like, trying to keep your hopes up. I'm like, dude, this deer's going to die. He's going to be dead before midnight.
Yeah, but I didn't think he was going
to
die.
How are you feeling, too, going back to the truck? Like, I don't know. Like, I'm just saying, like, Lexi's been with me before when shit isn't going right, and she knows. She's like, oh, fuck, this is not good. He is not going to be in a good mood. He isn't going to want to fucking talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're in that mode where you're like, all you want to do is find that deer, and you don't give a fuck what anyone's saying.
I was fucking mad.
Walking back,
yeah. But I was also more disappointed in myself because I thought that I absolutely crushed him, and I kind of did, but kind of didn't at the same time.
Okay.
I thought he should have been dead, but...
I want your take on this. How were you feeling from that moment when we were headed back to the truck to getting home literally till the next morning? Like, how was he? Give me the honest truth.
Pull it like this.
Oh, okay. I just really thought he was going to die. I mean... Obviously, but I think that, I don't know, I just don't like to see him sad, but he, like, when you're, like you said, when you're like that, you're not thinking, he wasn't thinking realistically. Bryce was just thinking worst case scenario.
Yeah.
So is why he wasn't thinking, like, if it would have been the other way around, like, if it was your deer and Bryce said about it, he would have said what you were saying, that it was going to die. So that's how I think. And when he's like that, I just leave him alone.
Just,
so I just leave him alone. He can
stay away.
Be a drama queen, but it was gonna die. So,
well, I remember because you called us and you were telling Lexi happy birthday or whatnot, and we were talking on the phone about it a bit, and you're like, you said something to him. I can't remember if you're like, he's gonna die, like, kind of like, you know, trying to talk him up, and you said he was just like, meh.
Nah, he's fine. He was gonna be in an upset mood until he found the deer. So. You might as well just...
You knew. Just let it play out.
Whether it was good news or bad news, he was going to be anxious until you found it. So yeah. There's no talking about it.
Fair. And then what about you, dude? Like, so you're pissed, obviously, walking back to the truck. We get in the truck, and I'm telling you, I'm like, dude, with the blood we found, with how everything's going, I'm like, he's going to die.
And he let us get 10 yards from him.
What's
Not
that?
Not even 10 yards, 5 yards from him.
Where he died? I could see him.
No, when we bumped him.
Yeah, that was my fault. Well, I mean, I walked up on him, and he was right there, and then he blew out.
Yeah. But, yeah, I was more mad at myself than anything.
Because of what, the shot? Or like?
Well, no, I thought that I absolutely ripped him, but...
Which, we'll talk about the shot here in a minute, but...
But, yeah.
More disappointed that you just didn't find him and he was dead? Is that what it was? Like, it just wasn't, he's dead, he's right there, let's drag him out and let's have a night.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I think that you were mad because two things. One, it, like, took away from the experience of, like...
100%.
Shooting it, finding it, taking it to Braden's, doing all that.
Caping him out, cutting him up, doing the meat, taking photos that night.
Yeah.
Like, it just takes away from all of it when they're not dead or you can't find them.
That was one reason you were upset. And then the other one is because it was the deer that you had made a mistake on previously.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was your, quote unquote, what you would have called it, second time making a mistake.
Redemption, you know.
You would have been like, I just suck. I'm not
gonna have that weight on your shoulder from already one go around.
So you would have felt, like you said, disappointed. But I really think that you were just upset because it took away the experience a little bit, but
mm-hmm. Is what it is. Okay, so you get home, and then are you just down? Or because you had to go to work the next day, you kind of got lucky there with that Monday. You scored an extra day of vacation with the rain.
Yeah,
played out pretty good. But then run me through it that next morning. Like, you had to go to work, and pretty much go from there because
I didn't sleep very good.
I bet not.
And then, yes, I woke up, went to work, and I actually called my boss. And I was like, hey, because he's from a small town, and he actually is like a little hunter. And
he hunts.
He's got some knowledge, too, and he was telling me all this kind of stuff that I've never heard before.
See, that's cool because...
About doing stuff.
That's cool because, like, at my work, if you, like, tried to explain any of this to any of them, they're like... What the fuck are you talking about? They're like, this is dumb. Like, they don't get it. Like, it's cool that he, like, can relate to it and, like, understood. So, all right, go ahead.
Yeah, so I called him, and I was like, hey, yeah, I slung an arrow on this deer last night, and I was wondering, we never found him, trailed blood for a little bit and bumped him, and then I was wondering if I could put a half day in and go track him. And he's like, well, why don't you just go anyways? Just go now and stay by your phone. If there's no jobs that you need to cover, and just stay by your phone and work from your phone. And I was like, wow, that's awesome.
Dude, so,
and then he was telling me all these things about how if you gut shot him, he's like, smell your arrow. And then he's like, and he told me like, yeah, smell like crap, or it'll smell, you know, whatever. And then he also told me, he was like, did he like hunch up on you? And he said, a lot of times if you'll gut shot a deer, they'll walk away with like their backs in the air, like they're trying to like pinch it or something, mm-hmm. like do the pain or whatever. They'll walk away a lot of times like that. And he told me a few other things I don't remember. And he also said, a lot of times he said he's had a couple buddies do this. It's weird and you'll think it's never a thing, but a lot of times when you shoot a deer and you bump it or you can't find it, go back to where you shot the deer and look around. And he said they'll circle around and go back to where they got shot and they'll bed down close to that. He said he's found a couple deer like that, and it happens, you know, it happens sometimes.
I can see it.
But yeah, he said a couple other things to me I don't remember, and I was like, thanks for the knowledge. That's good to know. So he lets me go. And I was actually like 45 minutes away from these jobs, so I went ahead and went anyways because I knew there was only one other job that I needed to cover, and it was at the end of the day.
Well, yeah, you had a gap. So what time did you leave work? 10:30?
Yeah, something like that.
Didn't I had have to be
I
back
had to
till...
leave the farm at 12:30 to be back for that job. And so I get there. I actually get there like perfect timing when I wanted to get there, and I grab my bow and I get out and I go.
I saw the camera tripped, and I saw you were in your work boots, jeans, and you were coming from
jacket,
work.
Yeah. And I go, and I was thinking about cutting the path and going straight there from the pond, but I was like, I'll just follow the trip path again so I'm exactly straight. And I was looking for blood, and there was no more blood because the rain.
Got to the arrow?
Yeah. I got all the way to the arrow, and I'm like, okay. And I'm looking around, I'm like, I'm not even going to try to find blood because there's not going to be any more blood. And so I kind of look around, and there's a patch of evergreen trees, and I'm walking around in there because first time he was bedded so close to that evergreen.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he was trying to hide a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, maybe he probably did that again. And I was walking through the evergreens, and there was nothing. And then I kind of skipped a trail over to the right. And it was like literally probably 2 minutes after I got to the arrow where we last marked blood, I could see his rack stand. Sticking up out of the
clear as day.
Yeah. And I was like, that's him. But I had an arrow knocked and everything because I didn't know if he was dead or not.
100%.
So I was kind of creeping up to him. And I could tell that he was dead.
Did you see the like coyote aftermath? Oh, what do you got to do?
I got a piss.
Oh, go ahead.
What the fuck?
All right. So, like you said, you got an arrow knocked. Approaching him, like, was it immediate, like that coyote aftermath? Could you see it right away? Like, was his rack to you? Like,
nope.
did you saw
from a...
Okay, so you saw all of that,
and I seen a rack, and I was like, that's definitely him.
Yeah,
but I didn't know if he was dead or not. So I was like all stealth, all walking up to him,
and then you see like, it was someone's dinner.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah,
how...
At that point, I wasn't, like, completely stoked. I was like, ah, shit.
Well, that's what I want to know, like...
It was cool, like, I really wanted to find him, so I was excited that I found him, but it was a bummer at the same time. I was like, those fuckers.
It's never the way you want to see him go, and kind of, like, going off what LB said about, like, how it didn't play out perfect, how, like, you wanted it to, and then... That's kind of just like another kick in the dick. Cause it was cool enough. Like that night into that morning, like the meat would have been okay.
Oh yeah.
But
okay, but
the way I see it, the way I see it is, dude, like the coyote's gotta eat too. Like
I mean it's the way the world works.
100%. Like the more you hunt and the more years you do it, and like, dude, I'm still pretty early into it. Like I've been hunting a few more years than you have, but still like the more you hunt, the more shit's going to happen between bad shots, freak things, you know, bumping deer, coyotes getting them. Like, there's a reason not a lot of people bow hunt. And
it's so freaking, it's hard.
It's super easy to pick up a gun that's sighted in and go shoot a deer at 100, 200 yards. But getting that close to them, like, that's why not everyone does it. And like, it's one of those things, like, you love it and you hate it at the same time, because at one point it can be an all-time high and then you can be an all-time low and want to throw, bounce your bow off the fucking ground and be done. But like, that's what's so cool about it.
Yeah.
So, okay. So you find him, you called me because I was jacked.
Yeah.
Dude, I was stoked. I'm like,
found him.
Because we were originally planning on waiting for me to get off work to come help you, but you were like, I can't fucking wait. I got to go. Yeah.
I couldn't fucking wait. I was going to take the rest of the day off, and my boss was so cool. He's like, just go. So I went ahead and went, and then found him, called you. And
yeah. So what? Then you and Coop helped you out.
I was like, how the fuck am I going to hit? Because I called.
Even half-eaten, it is still hard. They're still heavy.
Yep. So fucking called Brooklyn's dad, and he's like, you should probably get it out because whatever's eating on it's coming back. And yeah, he told me a few other things. So I drag it probably halfway to the pond. No, I drag it to the pond, and me and Cooper drag it probably another 50 yards.
I think Lexi's here.
And we drag it another 50 yards, and then, Cooper was freaking awesome. And
saved the day.
Absolutely saved the day. Helped me out a lot, and was able to. He drove his truck back there, which was freaking awesome. It was rainy and wet, and
oh yeah, dude, it's wet driving back there from just like the morning dew.
Yeah, and he drove his truck back there. He's like, I don't give a fuck. I'll drive back there. I was like, kick ass, and drives back there. Load him up, and then yeah, throw him in the bed of your truck, and. I got back to work.
Well, what was cool was, so I don't know if I told you this. So I, you know that like when we were FaceTiming and you showed me a picture of him laying there on the ground, and I screenshotted it, and I'm like, dude, that cape might be okay. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, he's fucking half coyote eaten, but I sent a picture to Blake and I'm like, hey, dude, like, is this still enough cape for a shoulder mount? Cause I'm like, you don't want to have to buy a cape if you don't have to. And he's like, as long as the hair is not pulling, yeah, it's enough. I'm like, okay. So we ended up getting him home. Caping them out. Talk about your shot, because like, you know how like you made a piss poor shot on your first buck. Mm-hmm. Like I remember you saying, you're like, dude, like I just, you really wanted, and I could tell you just wanted to do right. And like,
yeah, shoot, I just want to freaking, all I want to do is
shoot him and see him go down
and know you hit a good shot.
And that kind of, you know, got questioned because we didn't see him go down.
Yeah.
And but coming to realize, like, you made a good shot. You were, like, probably 4 or 5 inches behind the shoulder.
Yeah.
I just think he was quartering maybe a little more than you anticipated. And kudos to you, because that is a tough fucking shot, dude. Quartering two are not easy shots.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I don't think it could. Obviously, it could have went better if he would have been perfectly broadside. But with the situation, the shot you took, like, you made a good shot.
Yeah.
Like, how's that feel coming from a piss poor shot to something like that? Like, that's got to bump you up a bit too, right?
So I freaking found him, and then I don't know if I was on the phone with you or you said something about it, but I was like, yeah, this freaking shot. So I lifted him up,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, holy shit, it was basically a perfect shot, because I barely missed his lung.
Right, so how he was laying, like, and I don't even think he missed his lungs. I just didn't dissect him because of how bad he stunk, and you know, he's all fucked up. So we were just trying to get the cape off as soon as possible when I got home and get him in a freezer. Mm-hmm. So we get him back here. We got some good photos, like,
mm-hmm. we flipped him over and he looked just like a normal dude.
Well, I remember you were like, fuck, dude, now we can't take photos. And I'm like, the fuck we can? I'm like, I'll show. Yeah. I don't give a shit. Like, if it was me, I probably would have taken a picture of the goddamn coyote eating side and let people get all pissed off about it. And mm-hmm. ew, like, fuck them. But no, also get like where you come from. You want like nice photos. You want it to look good. And dude, the photos came out great.
They were good pictures.
Yeah. They came out.
We just flipped him over and he looked like just a normal deer.
Yeah. Well, by my house, for people listening, we, on the other side of the road, like, I live off this gravel road, and I guess it's a road, and there's tracks right there, and that's where we're going to do it. You know, there's some tall grass, and you can make it look pretty good. And next thing you fucking know, train comes by, and I'm like, he could not have came at the worst time, and he stopped.
Yeah, he didn't keep going, he just stopped.
But all we did, you know, we had to crop, like, a little bit out of the top of the photos, but dude, I think the photos came out great, and I think he's a good buck. Like,
mm-hmm.
he is a just clean big eight, dude. And big eights are sweet. And the thing about eights are, like, I also remember we kind of talked about it too. Like, you're like, dude, I wanted to be bigger than my last. But you got to think, you shot a mainframe 10. This deer also broke off a brow because he had both brows when we first saw him.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. He had, like, I remember him. Like, he had everything. He was fine. Nothing busted. But, like, big eights, you just, you know, they're not going to score as much as a 10. Like, they literally have, you got your G1, your 2, your 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you get your 4 mass measurements. You know, you get your main beam, you get your inside spread or whatever. But, dude, he has a good frame on him. He really does. He had, I think what we've rough scored him, you know, that night in the dark. He was close, if not right at an 18-inch inside spread. Like, he has a good frame on him. He just broke off a brow, so you maybe get an inch out of that, but, like,
yeah,
pretty much had 7 scoreable points, and, like, I don't know. I remember you saying that, how you, like, you wanted it to shoot a bigger buck, but I'm like, dude, this is a cool fucking deer no matter what. It was a cool
thing
what.
How he kicked my ass, and I came back and got him, and
yeah,
the whole thing, how I didn't think I made a good shot, and ended up, it was a fine shot, just
yeah,
kind of played out, because he was quartering, too.
Well, that's the thing, too, it's like, sure, if you really want to nitpick it, you could be, yeah, 4 or 5 inches back, you know, and at that quartering. But you know what? It's better than hitting him in that fucking shoulder.
Yeah, but so, it would have fucked him up and it would have hurt, but I don't think he would have died.
No, not at all. Like, I honestly think for how it all played out, like, that was the best possible thing. Yeah, it sucks the coyotes got him, but like I said, dude, coyotes got to eat too. Mm-hmm. And it's not like we were just like, oh, fuck it, we're not even going to try. Like, we tried, and that's why we kind of did it, was because we're like, he's going to end up getting, like, in my head. And Lexi thought the same thing, too. She's like, yeah, I think he's going to get coyotes if we don't find him. So we did our best. We bumped him. We said, fuck it. We got out of there, and you know what? It is what it is. That's why they make doe tags. If you want to fill your freezer that way, like, it's fine.
Yeah, and it worked out fine. Worked out great.
No, but so got to ask, what's your plan for him? What are you going to do?
What do you mean? What kind of mount?
He's getting shoulder mounted.
Uh-huh.
Fuck yeah. All right.
I kind of said something in my head. I was like, if the cape's good, then let's shoulder mount him. But if the cape's no good, I was like, let's just Euro him.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Dude, I don't know. Like, the way I see it is, man, it's like, that is your deer. And I'll say this to anybody. I don't care if the buck you shot is fucking 80 inches or it's fucking 200 inches. If you want to mount him, fuck it. I'll cape him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, dude, I was just so stoked for you because it's so cool how you got your ass kicked. It went to shit. You got a second go at him and you did everything perfect.
Hell yeah.
Going to the taxidermist. That's dope. So,
yeah, I don't think of course I want to shoot bigger deer, but I think the next thing that I really have to fucking do is I need to make a good shot on a deer and I want to see him go down.
But like, that's not always going to happen. And also, that's a huge property layout thing, too. Like, yeah, if you shoot him and he has 200 yards of just clear field to run, yeah, you might see him go down.
Oh, yeah.
But if there's timber, there's hills, you know, there's ups and downs, there's turns, like, not always going to happen.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think you could ask for much more. Like, you put a good shot on him, and you know what? That's just how shit goes sometimes, and it is what it is. Exactly.
It is what it is.
If everything went perfect 100% of the time, it wouldn't be fun.
Exactly.
Gotta ride the roller coaster. But no, dude, he's gonna look sweet on the wall next to the other one. Maybe at some point you'll put him in your own house, but I mean, I'll keep taking him for now. Yeah, it don't matter to me.
One day. When I have my own house. And this fish.
But anything else, Bryce? What's leave something with for all the listeners, and hell, I guess I'm included in that too. For guys who still got tags in their pockets, like, what do you gotta say? Give them a little fucking bump of, you know, motivation.
Yeah. Well, I'm really big, kind of like how you are. I learned from you. So, but I really am. I mean, like, I hate people who hunt deer with a rifle because I think it's
that's where we're going with this.
But
I don't hate them.
I do. But okay, I feel like it's kind of cheating, and it's like, think it. With you, when you're hunting with a bow, you know, it's so much more personal and you put so much more effort into it and you got to shoot the bow. It
means a lot more.
It means a lot more. And you're not just sitting at 200 yards blowing a freaking deer off something. And that's, I don't know. It's
Side note, we are not hating on, Bryce might be, I am not hating on rival guys. Shoot them with whatever the fuck you want. But for guys.
Yeah, you got it. But you actually got it. You got to put the time in and you got to freaking, like, you got to sit. And, you don't have to go out there one sit and freaking kill a dude.
This is a topic for another time. Leave the guys who still have a tag in their pocket with something good. Tell them, give them some fucking inspiration and motivation to get it done. Fucking.
Just, you got to get out there and go hunt.
Get out there and go hunt. Hunt
you
hard.
Be smart.
Hunt smart.
And learn. It's such a learning. Because also earlier in this year, I could have shot a big six and I didn't. And I was going to shoot him if I seen him again. But it's a learning process. And
that was an old deer too.
Yeah. It's a learning process and you learn and you get better. And learn from your mistakes.
100%, dude. Well, fuck. Should we get out of here?
Yep.
Thanks for doing the podcast. Super stoked to fucking get you in here. Kind of a little one-on-one thing with my brother. That's pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
The only thing that might be better is you, me, and Lexi in here talking about her buck.
Yeah, that'd be good.
It's going to happen.
Good stuff.
All right, guys. That's it for this episode of the Midwest Hinds Hunt Podcast. Later. Oh, you hear December 21st, it changed my life forever. He was coming downwind, he ain't even noticed me. I stood up and grabbed my bow, he made his way down through the funnel. I drew back, I'm locked, I'm ready to rock, it ain't no turning back. It's like a meteorite when it took flight, look like a shooting star. Let my arrow fly, then he died within 40 yards. Send my thanks to heaven, cause I have to give thanks to God. Media waited and then put out within a couple days. Couple hours go by, I was already at 20K. Views steady going up, knocking out milestones. I can never give it up, I had to stay strong. I forget to mention when I was running through thickets. Rabbit hunt with old heads, we was trying to get a limit. Twin a pack of beagle hounds, sounding like dog pounds. Catch them trying to cross the lane, then I had to cut them down. I see the times are changing. Overlooked for so long, to see a change is amazing. Outdoor magazine, seeing familiar faces. To see a face was in my mind, shit, we finally made.